Hey Amber, welcome to Five Question Friday. Excited to have you on today.
Hey, Vimal. Good to see you.
Definitely. So to get us started, if you can go ahead and give us your 30-second elevator pitch.
Sure. My name is Amber Gray Fenner. I'm an enrolled agent. I have a small tax and representation practice here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm also a non-attorney member of the Bar of the United States Tax Court. That means I can practice in tax court as if I were an attorney, but only in tax court. I am a regular contributor for Forbes.com and a reasonably regular writer for ThinkOutsideTheTaxBox.com. And I also teach tax topics and practice management at various places around the country.
Awesome. So you have quite a diverse background. And so I'm going to ask you five questions. And question number one, what's one of the most important lessons that you've learned in your career?
Mama always said, no one is irreplaceable. And Mama was right. It's really important both for, I think, mental health reasons for practitioners young and old to realize that no matter how good they are, someone can always come in and fill your shoes. Now, they may not fill your shoes in the same exact way that you do. They may not have the same client rapport. They may do things a little differently. But I see people, sometimes thinking about, oh, well, if I leave my firm, what will they possibly do with that? They'll hire somebody else and they'll figure it out and they'll make it work. And it's the same thing for clients. Clients come and go, and you are very much replaceable to them no matter how good you think your relationship is. So you don't need to fire people with impunity, as it sometimes seems like I do, but you shouldn't be so concerned about firing a client that maybe you like as a person, but don't like as a client. They'll find someone else. No one is irreplaceable.
Definitely some great advice there. And so, what does the term lifelong learning mean to you, and how do you incorporate that into your life?
So, lifelong learning to me means just what it says. All the time. You never know everything. And in tax, it's always changing. So you pretty much have to try to stay on top of the changes. But I think it's also important as practitioners, as we get a little more seasoned, to not assume that we still know what we think we know. I'm a big proponent of going back and reviewing the basics periodically, whether that's going back and getting some basic level education on, how depreciation works or what you thought you knew about bonus depreciation and the fine print. Just, things that seem really basic and given things as simple as filing status can get really complex in certain situations, especially if you're handling multi-state returns or non-traditional households. So always good to just kind of stay up with the changes, but take a moment to review the old stuff too.
Definitely. Awesome. So now, what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out in their professional journey?
I would say, in the rather immortal words of Stephen Covey, I think it was begin with the end in mind, but also be flexible. So it's really important, especially as you're starting out, to have goals and to have plans for your business. But where sometimes young, ambitious professionals get stuck or get burned out is that they don't build in any flexibility around those goals. And you can't always see, and I come to this, from many years further on than you are. You can't always see the changes that life's going to throw at you. And so you have to be able to build some flexibility into your plans, whether that's I can't accommodate as much work as I thought, or I thought I wanted growth and I don't, or oh my gosh, I love tax, but I don't really love accounting, or vice versa. Think of where you want to be always, but also be aware that where you want to be may change, or that your deadlines, your timelines for achieving those goals may change.
Yeah, very true. And just, the whole flexibility thing. And so now this next question, it's kind of wordy and loaded. So I'm gonna go a little slow when I ask you it. So In many industries, even in like professional organizations, conferences, like the leadership and the key influencers, they don't always reflect the diversity of like the population they're representing, right? So in the absence of existing pathways to leadership or to like a speaker position for diverse or even underrepresented groups, how can we as individuals proactively create or carve out our own opportunities to be in that leadership role or to be a speaker at somewhere?
Well, I don't know when this is going to air, but we had quite the kerfuffle on tax Twitter a couple days ago. And I think that one of the things you can do is identify and work with your allies that are in protected groups, people that are in privileged groups that have some power, that are the influencers and are the leaders. Not all of them are interested in keeping the industry leadership looking the way it does. A lot of them, a lot of us are interested in changing that and being able to identify those people and work with them. All you'd have to do is, gee, Amber, I'm interested in writing. Can you hook me up? Yes. I'm interested in becoming a tax professional. Well, I can certainly, I can't get you the job, but I can certainly pass along your resume and your interest to other people and say, hey, I've worked with this guy and I know he's the real deal and I trust him to be competent and ethical and you won't be sorry if you hire him. And so that's what I think younger people can do. But that also requires, networking with us olds, us old whitey people. And there are definitely there are definitely people in my demographic, older white individuals that have absolutely no interest in, why do we need diversity? We're not excluding anyone, which are some of my least favorite words ever. But there are people out there, find them, get them to help you, because they will.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. And it all goes back to networking, 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 right? It's not what you know,
Hugely
who you
important.
know.
And you may have to meet some of those people where they are. You may have to make a phone call. You may have to do a Zoom. You may have to go to a live conference if you are economically able to do so.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So now question number five. Can you share any daily practices or routines that have contributed to your own growth and development?
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all, looking at this from, 20 or 30 years further along that you are, you need to prioritize your physical well-being. You need to sleep. You need to exercise. You need to eat healthy. Build those healthy habits now. And yeah, you can always, go off on your tax season bender or your, pull your all-nighters or whatever. But as you get older, those healthy habits are so important to maintaining your performance, both physically and mentally, that you want to make sure that those are habits that you start early on, not try to do when you're in your mid 40s.
So that's very,
Oh, I
very
should
true.
start eating right.
And everybody I talk to, it's this common theme always pops up. It's like if you're not taking care of yourself now, you're gonna be forced to do it later on.
And I will tell people, I always make it a point with people when they're talking about sleep and exercise, those things help your mental performance. So if you are ignoring those things, you're not doing yourself or your clients any favors, especially as you get older. But even young people, if you are sleep deprived, you are not doing your best work.
Very, very good. And sometimes we learn by experience the hard way.
Yeah, and I worry about y'all younger folks, because I definitely don't think that your firm should be placing those kind of demands on you just because that's the way we've always done it. We see it in the medical industry as well. Tired residents make mistakes. Don't do that to people.
Very true. Awesome. Well, Amber, that concludes our five questions. And again, I thank you so much for coming on and imparting your wisdom, sharing those insights with us.
My
And
pleasure. Thanks for
continues.
asking me.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Okay.